Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We're on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're up to Umay Duch Kei Derav. Today's shir is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Mishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yehoshua Chaim. So we're middle of a Gemara. Rav. Let's go back for a second. The Mishnah said that if there's a rumor about somebody regarding an Eish's Ish, then what's the story? And then the husband divorces her. Right, and then she marries the man that there was a rumor about. They have to get divorced. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. Rav said only if there's Edim, and also only if they had children. Right, so the Gemara wants to know why is Rav so insistent? My duchke de Rav luukmi lemasnithin b'sheyesh lo banim v'yesh lo Edim. Why do they have to say that? V'taima, de'ika edim, v'taima, de'ika edim mafkinon, and if there's edim, then they have to get divorced. V'ileka edim lo mafkinon, and if there's no edim, they don't have to get divorced. Lukme, b'she'ein lo banim, how about this? There's no children. Afagav, de'leka edim, even if there's no edim, rather, there's only a rumor, still they get divorced. Why do you need edim? So Amarava Masnizin Kishisei. Because the Mishnah was difficult to Rav. Why? My area the Tani Hotziu. Why does it say Hotziuha? What does Hotziuha mean? Bezdin forced him to get divorced. He would have stayed married.
Was taken away.
Exactly. Against his will. Who did that? Bezdin. Felisni Hotziya.
If there's banim,
we said it yesterday because you're going to be the chashash of whose children are they. So if only if there's banim, then you have to get divorced. If there's no kids, it could stay. So why have to say all that? The answer is because it says in the Mishnah he was forced to divorce her. He didn't want to. He was forced to divorce her. Doesn't say listni hotzi'a. Let it say he threw her out. So I hear these rumors about you. I don't want you around. So give her divorce. Doesn't say that, right? Ella, rather, kol hotziuha bebezdin. The only time Bezdin threw him out. What does it mean, hotziuha? Bezdin threw him out. But not Bezdin threw him. Bezdin threw her out. Bezdin forced them to get divorced. Ubezdin be'edim hudamafki. Bezdin will only do that if it's edim. The only thing to do that is no, he's not going to do that. Bezdin doesn't have to verify rumors. It's not their job. Oh, it's edim. And they have to get divorced. Ve'i, boys, that's one answer. That's one answer. That's why Rav had to say they're Edom. Otherwise, what is Bezdin getting involved? V'boyseima, or another answer, Hani Masnisna Rebihi. Our Mishnah goes like Rebbe. That what? The Tanya. Rochel, listen to this. Rochel Yotze, the home repair man, the spice man, comes to leave the house. V'isha Chogeres, Bezdinah, and the woman's wearing her undergarments. That's very suspicious.
That's suspicious.
Or another one. Rebbe, Rebbe, that's a very, very disgusting thing. They have to get divorced. Rogue, Lamaila, Minakila, if they see some, it means spit above the bed, meaning someone's been sleeping in this bed. We don't know who. We don't know what the story. Amar Rebbe, Hoel, Machur Hadavar, Tete. That's a very disgusting thing. They have to get divorced. Minalayim hafuchim tachas amita. There are someone's shoes are under the bed. Amar Rebbe, hol mechur davar teite. So the Gemara says, one second. Minalayim hafuchim lechti demanina. So go, whose shoes are they? Ella, makom haminalayim hafuchim. The place where the shoes are supposed to be, something's going on over there. In other words, someone's in the house. Someone's there. And
what are you trying to prove?
That this is not just stam, a rumor. This is a rumor with circumstantial evidence. It's circumstantial evidence that there's somebody there. I don't know exactly what it means with the shoes. It's circumstantial evidence somebody's there. Therefore, they have to get divorced. Even though that could be the edim itself. We don't know anything. Why is there some man's smell in this room? Why is that? Why is it home all day? The husband's at work all day. What's going on in this place? Why do I see men's things that, it's very suspicious. That's enough of a reason to get divorced.
Sota doesn't have... Somebody who's a Sota and mislead him and did all sorts of stuff, and he still won't divorce him automatically. Here we go so
right. There's no warnings here.
Exactly.
Right.
So, and that's like I said yesterday, write him this or something.
Right. I don't know.
And this would be quite a case of assault.
So
that she's being accused.
The rest of the Gemara might make the question a little easier. Now here we go. We hold like Rav that you don't send the woman out unless you have Edim. And we also hold like Rebbe that what? That you can send that on a rumor. A good rumor. So kasha hilchasa. How can two halachas contradict each other? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha bekala de pasik. Ha bekala de lo pasik. One is a case where the rumors stop, and one is a case where the rumors didn't stop. What does that mean? Kala de lo pasik. If the rumors didn't stop, vileko edim, and there's no edim, then we hold like Rebbe, kerebbe. Right? That what? That a rumor's enough. A rumor's enough. The rumors didn't stop. Kala de pasik. But if the rumor stopped, but v'ikka edim, but there are edim, then we hold like Rav. Kala de lo pasik ad kama. So how long do the rumors have to linger, and then when they stop, it's considered as if they stopped. How long does that last? Amar Abaya said, Amri li aim, my mother told me, well, it wasn't really his mother, Dumi demasa, what's Dumi demasa? In the town, Yomu palga, a day and a half. In other words, if the rumors last for longer than a day and a half, then it's considered a good rumor. If it stops after day and a half, everybody's on to the next rumor, that's not such a rumor. That's a very short life, that's not considered such a big rumor.
So we're not passing
right.
It's not good
hack. It's not good hack, exactly. Vlomaron Ella Vlo Pasak Baini Baini. And that's only true if it didn't stop during that day and a half. Avil Pasak Baini Baini, but if it stopped after 2 hours, ready the whole thing is over. Hapasak, that's considered a break in the rumor. Vlomaron Ella Dilo Pasak Mahmazira. And that's only true if it didn't stop because people are afraid of the guy. If they're afraid of the guy, that doesn't count. That's not considered a break. Avil Pasak Mahmazira. But if they stop talking about it because they're afraid of the guy, really the rumor would go on. These are very juicy. They're afraid of the guy. The guy walked into the shul. Everyone stopped talking. Machmas Yirahi. Then they only stop because of Yira, and that's not considered stopping. Lo Amar El Deleka Oivim. That's also only true if he doesn't have any enemies. Avil Ikka Oivim. But if he has enemies, everyone hates this guy. Then you know what? This rumor's not true. Oivim Hud Afiku Lekala. The hatred is causing the rumors to spread. Okay. Now, the next Gemara might a little bit shed light on the Sota issue, which I don't really have a good answer for it. But Tanan Hassam, we learned over there, there are other men in the world that can't marry certain women. Who are they? Tanan Hassam. Hamotzi es ishto mishum shemra. Lo yachzir. Let's say a guy slanders his wife, and he calls her a moti shemra. Lo yachzir. Mishum neder, lo yachzir. A woman makes a neder, she's not going to live with her husband. Right? What?
She.
Right? Then, so what's the case? Look at Rashi. Moti shemra. You see the Rashi there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go back up. Mishum neder lo yachzir. It's a long Rashi, but it's good. Time of a farish hasa mishaleach get. Shema to omer yachzir. If you're going to allow that you... So what happened? She made a neder, right? Or she made a neder, or there was a motzi shemra about her. And then what happened? You gave her a divorce. She went to be married to someone else. And now you realize that was all lies. That was all baloney. That neder was. I'll take it back now. She already married someone else. So that could lead. You could say, well, Lemafreya, it was never really a neder. She was never married to him. All this lumdus. No, none of that stuff. Right? You're going to go to Talmud Chacham. He's going to undo the neder. And then Lemafreya, there was no neder. So you never got divorced and she never got remarried. That's huge problems. So we're telling you right off the bat, if you're divorcing her because of Motzi Shemra, or you're divorcing her because of a neder, you're not going to have get her back. Lo yachzad, no taking her back.
So for a different reason, you would take her back?
Yeah, if she didn't marry someone else.
Yeah.
Because in a different reason, there's no undoing anything.
Well, yeah, let's clarify.
Yeah, what? Can't
right. There's nothing to undo. I don't like how she cooks. You divorce her. She wants to marry someone else. You know what? It wasn't so bad. I'll take her back. You can't. But no one's going to think he could.
Yeah, but here
you're going to think he could. No, I went to a chacham, they undid it, they were mafreya, therefore we never were divorced, the get wasn't chal, she got remarried, the kids in Amdeirim, it's terrible.
No, but here's right? he just got divorced her, and he divorced based on rumor. She didn't get married in between.
This is exactly what? No, she didn't.
Done.
Right, look at Rashi. Time of Farish Hassan Bashalach get, Shema to Omer Yachzir, if you think you can take her back, Shema Telech Zu Eitel Chacham, La'achar Shaniseth, after she gets remarried,
oh.
Right? V'yatir La Nidra. They're going to undo the net. Why not? V'yom HaMagaresh. The first husband's going to say, Eli Ho Yisi Yodea, Sheyesh Heta L'Nedah Shinadra. If I knew I could undo the neder, for example, she made a neder, I'm not going to be with you until you give me $100. That's all it took, $100. Lo Ho Yisi Magarsha. I really like this girl. I wouldn't want to divorce her. Well, I had no choice. She made a neder. Had I known, I learned myself in the dorm. Had I known you could undo the neder, I never would have divorced her. So the gad is undone. The okro, and it gets uprooted. And then really the second husband was never a marriage. It was all mamzerim. You should know. You're never going to get her back. If it's because of an neder, I'm telling you now. Don't come to me with all this lamdas. V'im hi chaviva alecha se ubake ubikesh hetel nidra. Go get undo the neder now. Don't wait. Don't divorce her. Then have her get remarried. Then undo it. Undo it now. V'im megarish la mehashta. And if you divorce her now, vaday sinua hi alav. You must hate her. Otherwise, why would he divorce her? V'sula mati akar gita b'divrei sheker. You can't undo the neder. You're going to find some pretense. No way. Exactly. Right? Now, the same thing with Motzi Shemra. What's going to happen? Next Rashi. She yatza love Allah lo yachzer. You divorce her because you heard a rumor she was with someone else. Can't get her back. Kidna Frisha's taima. Shema tinase la'acher. Maybe she'll get remarried. V'yatza kol Allah zarish on shesheker haya. It's going to come out the whole thing was a lie. What's going to happen? V'yitzcharet hamagarish. He's going to regret it. I would never give her a divorce if I would have known it wasn't true. I thought it was true. Right? V'yomer ilo. You see a deshikate. Had I known, I never would have done it. And therefore, somehow you're going to make problems for the second marriage's kids. Exactly. Too bad. So, hamotzi. So again, if you marry these women, you can't get divorce these women. Lo yachzi. You can't take them back.
Only if they remarried.
Only if they remarried. Right. Shalach le ra, or you're a kohen. Shalach le rabba bar huna le rabba bar nachman. Yilamdein rabbeinu, kanas maushi yotzi. What if you married her? You weren't supposed to. And you did it. We said lo yachzer. You did it. So amale, tanina. Well, didn't we learn in our mission the following? Hanit amale shesish. If there's a rumor about a married woman, vahotziuha mitachas yado, and Bez enforces the divorce. Even though you marry her, Yotzi, you have to get rid of her. Didn't the Mishnah say that? By a goy, we said she converted. We let you stay married. Not by an Eish Hazish. So how come by our Mishnah we don't let you stay married? In our Mishnah we don't let you stay married. It's obviously a raya. So too over here. You divorced her for all these reasons. You can't take her back. Says the Gemara, me dummy? Is that even comparable? Hasam, by the, in our Mishnah, Hotzi Uha. Bezdin forced him to get divorced. As we said. Right? Bezdin forced him to get divorced. Vahacha, but over here, Hotziya. He did it himself. He did not. What?
The husband did it.
Motzi Shemer. The husband did it himself.
How can you ever take him back? How is this case even possible? Excuse me. Let's even say the get, he's going to take her back. She's married down to somebody.
I know, but you're undoing the get.
But you're not undoing the kedushin.
What? No. We have in halacha, you can make something lemafreya, which means we were never divorced. So that kedushin was called adultery.
Right, but we have such
That's what I'm saying.
So many better cases. You can give, for instance, somebody's husband goes overseas. Right. There's a rumor that he died. And they looked into it, everything else. And Bessa says everything's good. Go get remarried. She gets remarried, right. And the guy shows up.
Right.
It's much harder case.
That's a tough
right.
case. That's
so,
a case.
So it's a good question. Just,
that's not another.
So what? It's the same idea.
It's the same.
Had I known, I never would have done this.
Yeah.
Right?
I had known. That's the easier case because Bezin profited her.
So I hear you. It's going to be your question is going to become stronger when we see the Gemara's answer. What's the difference? By the way, someone said, no, it's a big difference. By the case of Eishes-ish, Bezin forced it. Here, you did it on your own. So maybe, it's not a riot, maybe you could take her back. So Gemara says, 1 second. For Rabbi Nachman, according to Rabbi Nachman, he had a different gear than our Mishnah. He said, Masnisa Nami Hotzi Yotanan. He said, our Mishnah says, you also did it on your own free will. And yet, you can't take her back. Right? Vakati Midami? It's still not comparable. Why is it not comparable? Hacha, in the Mishnah, I'm sorry, by Motzi Shemra, Baal. It's the same husband. It's the same husband that wants his wife back. Hacha Hassam in the Mishnah, Boel, it's the other guy. The other guy that married the woman.
Right.
It's the adulterer who married her. Not the same thing. It's ridiculous. I can't compare the two. Amalei, Shapir Dami Hadadi. It is still comparable. Why? Hacha Amar Rabbanan Lo Yikana Eis Vim Kanas Yotzi. Well, you shouldn't marry her. And if you did, you have to get divorced. Hacha Nami here too. Amar Rabbanan Lo Yachzir Vim Kanas Yotzi. But same thing by the husband. You can divorce your wife because you think there's a rumor about her. You can never take her back. And if you do take her back, you have to divorce her. Velohi, it's not true. Hasam, over there, listen to what the Gemara says. Alume Alma Lakala. By this guy, there's a rumor that Rachel's married to Reuven is having a relation with some smith down the block. Right? Hacha, and then what happens? The husband, Reuven, hears about it. He gives his wife a divorce. She goes ahead and marries Smith from down the block. Doesn't that just strengthen the rumor? That strengthened the rumor.
Sure.
That made the rumor 100% true. Hasam alume kala kala. By the fact that this guy married her, the rumor was true. It strengthens the rumor. You know what? Now you want to take her back. Now we'll let them stay married? Absolutely not. Hacha, but over here, just the opposite. Amrinan, we say, kambe lakala velese. He looked into it much better now, and it turned out it was all nothing. So why can't he take her back? So he still can't take her back, because we don't want to have problems with second marriage. However, what if there was no second marriage, and he took her back? Are we going to make them get divorced?
No, she took her
back. Right? Are we going to make them get divorced now? We're going to break up the marriage. What happened? How come he took her back? Obviously, because it was nothing. So we have a reason why we don't want them to go back. Because she'll get married to a second man, then it'll be Ugly Mafreya, whole thing, Mamzer. But if none of that happened, and he took her back, we're going to make them get divorced?
We always
right, Rashi says, the last Rashi for the Mishnah. Who shenifnas boel, when the adulterer marries him, her, alume alma lakolarishan she'emesaya halad. It just says the rumors are all true. There was a rumor she's running around with this guy. Sure enough, she marries that guy. Right? So we're going to let them stay married. When the Baal takes her back, betule Baalei Lakala, the call becomes nullified. Right?
Right, that's why
he's
thinking about
it. Exactly. Damrinan Kishem Midhechzira Kimlei Dekala Chazar Ubadak Bakala Rishon Shemra Umatsusheino. You found that it doesn't something that's all not true.
Okay.
Why did he divorce her? Because he was hot under the collar. He was so angry because he gave her divorce. Then he looked into it, the whole thing was a lie.
Right.
And now, the halach is I'll take her back. That's halach, you're not allowed. And what if he did? Do we make them get divorced? So based on this, it would seem no.
So in a regular case, without a rumor, if a man divorces his wife, he can't take her back.
Absolutely. Unless he's a Kohen.
Unless he's married, yeah.
Or he's a Kohen.
Or he's a Kohen, yeah.
Right.
So why would this...
Because it's under false pretenses, that's why. The all is done under false pretenses. So maybe there's a Pesach...
That's why his divorce was under false pretenses.
Exactly. So therefore you can say there was no divorce. There was no divorce.
Never
it never happened. Therefore, her marriage to a second man never happened. But they live together. There's kids running around. Yeah, those kids are called mamzerim. So we want to avoid that. So we say, you know what? If you ever divorce your wife because you suspected her of being an adulterer, telling you now you can't take her back.
Even if it's not true.
Even if it's not true. Now, what if he did take her back? Okay. Do we make them get divorced? It would seem we don't. Right? Because the whole reason why he took her back is opposite why an adulterer marries a woman.
That's not true.
Exactly. Good? Now, more men who can't marry certain women. Okay? Next Mishnah. Hamevi get me Medina Tayyam. Someone brings a get from Medina Tayyam. Who's bringing this get?
A shliach.
V'amar, and he says, b'fonenechtam, I was in Paris, and I saw that Reuven divorced his wife Rachel. I'm the shliach from Paris. Now, Lo Yi says this, though. Now, this shliach, I'll marry her. He can't marry her. Has a vested interest, and we're afraid he made up the whole story.
Right?
Or, how about this? Mace, I'll testify that the husband died. He died. I was there in that battlefield in Vietnam, and he died. He died in the battlefield. I was there. I saw it happen. Or, Harantiv, I killed him. You hear this? I killed him. Or, Harginuhu, we killed him. It wasn't just me. It was my whole gang. We killed him. You know what? All those cases, Lo Yi says Ishto. You cannot marry her. Okay? You say you're the murderer? Now she's a Amana. You can't marry her. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haragtiv lo tinase ishto. No. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. If the man said, I killed him, he cannot marry the wife. Hargnuhu. But if he says, we killed him, then tinase ishto, then he can't marry the wife. The Gemara's guess, what's the difference?
Who was the we?
Me and my posse.
Yeah.
Right.
Now,
Taima, what's the whole reason why he can't marry her? Is the Bivdina Sayyam, the Aleha Kasamchinan. Because we're relying on him. Without him, we would never say she's divorced. He is the one who's making her divorced. Avol me Eretz Yisrael, but what if someone brings a get from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim? We don't have to say Bifon and Echtam, Bifon and Echtam. We're not relying on him. Delav Allah Kasam Chinan, where we're not relying on him at all. Yisa es Ishto. Right? Yisa es Ishto. He can marry her. He could marry her. The Shaykh could marry her. Why? Because the Shaykh's not doing anything. Right? Shaykh's not doing anything. Vahameis, but one second. If a man walks in and says, he died, not he killed him. He died. I saw him die. I was in that battle with him and he died. Now, I want to marry her. She's telling Mana, I don't want to marry her. In that case, we don't allow it.
I thought it was because we believe the suffering.
So there's two reasons why we don't...
Wrote it.
There's two reasons why you have to say before and after, before and after, come from overseas.
I'm talking about it's strong.
Huh? You don't have to.
You don't have to.
So we don't rely on... He doesn't do anything. All he did was a messenger boy. That's all he was. He was a messenger boy from here to there. Does he do anything? No. Either because of verification or because of lishma, right?
No.
In Chutz La'aretz, they don't know anything about lishma, and Eretz Yisrael they do. I mean, two reasons why, right? Rashi here, it's a big hack because Rashi here only says only one reason. If you should be key in lishma, Rashi says here. Why? What about the other reason? He left it out. Okay, pages and pages. Why did Rashi do that? Anyway, va mace. In the case of the mace, what mace? When a man walks in and says he died. The truth is, you know, we're not even relying on him. Why are we not relying on him? To Amar Mar, Isha Daiko Minzaba. No woman is allowed to get married on the basis of one man's testimony without checking out herself. She has to call the sergeant and find out what happened in that battle and make sure maybe he didn't desert. You have to make sure. So we're not really relying on him.
Interesting. After the war, we didn't believe this.
We're not really. Sure we did.
No, we did not.
Sure we did. You know how many.
The person came along and said, I saw him die, we trust him.
That's true at all.
Yes,
it's not true at all.
They had
tremendous.
He was believed.
He was believed with a lot of verification. Or Moshe sat with hours and hours on each one. And anyway, the Katani lo yisas ishto, and he still can't marry her. So why not? All he is a messenger boy. Really, it's the wife's job to make sure it's true. So the Gemara says, "Well, Hassam over there by the case of Eidus on a husband dying, leka ksava." There's nothing written down. Hacha, ikuksava. Here, there's a get. That's why we don't listen to him. Even though it's true, he's really just a messenger boy, and it's her obligation. Maybe that's what you're saying, Mr. Schiffer. That since he's the one who got the ball rolling, he can't marry her. We don't really rely on him so much. It has to be, you have to check it out. Yeah, but really, he got the ball rolling. By the case of the get, there's a written get. Ditnan, ma ben get lemisa.
When a woman finds out, when there's a rumor or there's an atheist that says that the guy died, the woman has a vested interest to say that, yeah, he died so she can get married.
Exactly. She doesn't want to be stuck her whole life. Exactly. So what's she going to do? She's not going to sit back and, well, okay, let me get married now. Let wait for the men to call. No. She has to go verify it. Right. Yeah. She has to go to call people. Why? Because if he's not dead, it's terrible.
Right.
Right? There are huge problems. Right. So we don't want that to happen. Right. So we say, yeah, it's true. She has a duty to go do that. But really, it's all him. Really, it is him. Ma beget lemisa? What's the difference in get and misa? Shaksav mochiach. The ksav substantiates it.
Right.
Much better than just some guy walking in and say, oh, I was in the battle and it. Okay. Then we said, mace. Haragtiv, if he says he died, or I killed him, or Aguai, we killed him, lo yisa es ishtu. Now, haniyu de lo yisa es ishtu. It's true, he can't marry her. Why can't he marry her? Because he said, I'm the one who said, I killed him. I'm going to let you marry her. You can't marry her. You killed him. Hola acher tinase. What about someone else? Can someone else marry her? Guy walks, Reuben says, I killed Shimon. Doesn't he? Anyone can marry her? On the basis of a murderer's testimony? Vamer of Yosef? If someone says, Ploni Rivoni. Amr of Yosef, Ploni Rivani La'anusi. If the guy walks in and says, guy walks at the bed and says, this guy just raped me. A man just sodomized me. It just happened to me. I didn't agree to it. La'anusi forced me. This guy, the victim, and another guy can be witnesses together to put this to testify against this sodomizer and put him to death. But if he says Lertzoni, if I did it on my own free will, Rasha who? He's a Rasha. Vatora Umra, Al Tashas Yadcha Im Rasha Leos Eid Hamas. You cannot be an Eid Hamas. You can't be an Eid. Right? And you can't testify against the sodomizer. Look what he did to me. Right? So how on earth could this guy, how can a murderer testify that a woman is an Eish HaSish, that a woman's husband died? How can he do that? How do we even allow that? Right? Oh, we said, well, you can't marry her, because you maybe have an ulterior motive, but someone else can? How can someone else can? You want to tell me, yeah, when it comes to Adhunas, we accept the testimony of anybody. That's not true. It's not anybody. We have some standards. Right? V'amar of Menashe, where Menashe said, Gazlan did the Vrehem, Kashalei Sisha. If he's a Gazlan midrabanon, like what? He's a gambler. That midaraisa. You didn't walk into a bank and hold up a bank. What do? You play some cards. And if we're right, we say it's Darabanon because nobody wants to lose and nobody really has a full heart. All these Darabanon. Okay, that's such a thing. And that guy comes and says, a woman died, we'll trust him. Gazlan did the Torah, Pasalei Sisha. But a Gazlan midaraisa? No. Right? So too, a murderer midaraisa we're going to accept? Absolutely not. Right? Okay. Now you want to tell me, Neymar Rav Menashe, the Amar, Rav Yehuda? So let's say like this. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah said that if someone says, I killed him, right? What did the Mishnah say? Rav Yehuda Omer, Haragtiv Lo Tinase Ishto. Harginuhu, but if we did it, then she can marry. So you want to tell me that Rav Menashe holds like Rav Yehuda, right? That what? So how does that work? What does that mean that Rav Menashe holds like Rav Yehuda? Name of Rav Menashe, Damar Rav Yehuda, that what? That if it was a group action, it's mutter?
Seems so.
Right? What does that mean? Namer of Nemanasha that said what? That a Gazlan midaraisa is posel edesisha. Why? Because you have some standards. He holds like a Yehuda. That what? Why did Rabbi Huda make a distinction between one man saying, I killed him, and a group saying, we killed him? What's the difference? Right?
He's not going according to Rafi.
What?
He's not going according to Rafi.
So you want to tell me that when Rabbi Huda said, a murderer can not marry her, he meant no one can marry her? If a murderer says, I killed him, no one can marry her. That's what you have to say. See if that makes perfect sense. Rabbi Menashe said, we don't trust the Russia. Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't trust the Russia. It goes hand in hand. When Rabbi Yehuda said, I forgot to mention that. When Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, if the husband said, if a man walks in and says, I killed him, nobody can marry her. Nobody can marry her. Not just the guy who said it. Not just the murderer. Nobody. And that makes perfect sense. Rabbi Menashe holds like that. Rabbi Menashe said, I don't take anybody, Avis from anybody. If you violated the Rabban, I'll take you for Isha to have, she should get remarried. But if you violated the Raisa, absolutely not. Maybe that fits with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, if a guy walks into bed and says, I murdered Reuven, nobody can marry Reuven's wife. Nobody can. Not just the murderer. Nobody can. Okay? Makes sense. The Rabbanon hold, no, only the murderer can't, but other people can. So maybe Rabbi Menashe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Amalach Rabbi Menashe, no. Another Amri Afil Rabbanon. I can even hold it the Rabbanon. V'taima the Rabbanon hacha. What's the reason for the Rabbanon here? That what? That what? What? No. Why do the Rabbanon hold that the murderer can't marry her, but other people can? Why? Kid the Rava. Because we're whole like Rava. The Amar Rava, Adam Karv Eitzel Atzmo, a person's related to himself. The Ein Adam makes him Atzmo Russia. Nobody makes himself into a Russia. So what does that mean? When a guy walks into the bathroom and says, I murdered Shimon.
You can't incriminate.
What?
You can't incriminate
yourself. So you can't incriminate yourself. Right. But didn't he say, essentially, that Reuven's dead? So that part we'll believe him. Yeah. The fact that you're the one who killed him, that we're not going to believe, because people can't make themselves into a Russia. It's called Palgina Dibura. We split his words in half. I'll believe him that he's dead, but I won't believe him that he's a Russia. Now you, Mr. Murderer, you can't marry him. But because we suspect that you're saying this just to marry her. But other people, they can marry her. Why? Because you said it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the second to last line, the lines are wide. Rava Palagledra of Yosef. Rava argues on Rav Yosef. For Amar, Afilu Amar Ploni Ravoni Lurtsoni. Even if a guy says, I was sodomized and I didn't mind that it happened, now I mind, but when he asked me, I said, okay, Hu V'acher Mitztarif L'Hargo L'Rovea. Him and someone else can testify to put the guy to Mitzah. You did it willingly. Doesn't matter. I will testify that Reuven. I will testify with someone else that Reuven did this to me. I was willing. Now that part we're not going to believe. So at the end of the day, did Reuven do a Maisa Aveira? Absolutely. Do two Edim testify to that? Absolutely. One of the Edim is the victim who agreed to it. Doesn't matter. Right? The Kivon Shezeh Miskavin LeEdus, since he wants to say testimony, Neman Hu Eitzel Chaveiro. He's believed next to his friend. The Ein Neman al Atzmo. He's not believed. Mimasha Amar Lurtoni. He's not believed to say, and I didn't mind. Why? Because that's a rush. That's a rishus. The Adam Karv Eitzel Atzmo. The Karv Pasul Edus. And a Karv is Pasul Edus. Bein Latova. Bein Lara. Hilkach Ein Onase Russia Be Edus Atzmo. You can't make yourself into a Russia. Next Rashi. The Ein Adam Mesim Es Ad Es Eduso Edus Eitzel Atzmo Lios Russia. You can't make yourself into a Russia. I the Had the Kaimalon Hadas Piv Kmei Edim Dummy. I don't have a rule that a guy can admit. Yeah, I owe that $100.
Yeah.
I owe that $100. That's true. I owe it, and then you're gonna owe it. No, Hani Mili Mamona. That's only by money, by monetary things,
right?
You're not making yourself into a Russia. By saying I owe money. Malkus, Uli Pasel, but for Malkus, for an Onesh, to make yourself into a puzzle, Lo, we don't believe you. You hear? Now, the Gemara says, Lamer of Yosef to Amar Kriv Yehuda. Maybe Rav Yosef now holds the Kriv Yehuda. Rav Yosef said that we don't believe. If a guy says, I was sodomized and I did it willingly, we don't let him testify. Maybe that's Rav Yehuda Shita. That if a murderer walks in and says, I killed Reuven, nobody can marry Reuven's wife. Says the Gemara, no. Amalach Rav Yosef, Anad Amar Filo Rabbanan. I even hold the Rabbanan. V'shayni Eidus Isha Deikilu Bei Rabbanan. And I am Makil when it comes to Eidus to Rabbanan. Right? Therefore, says Rav Yosef, even a Rosh is believed. Right? Even a Rosh is believed. V'Rav Menashe the Amar Kabbi Yehuda. No, Rav Menashe holds the Kabbi Yehuda. Right? Rashi says, each one says that the other one holds the Kabbi Yehuda. Like, each one says that the other one holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, so Taka, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any sense. He says, if Reuven says, I killed Shimon's wife, nobody can marry Shimon's wife. But if we killed him, then they could. So, Haraktiv, Hargut, Maishna Haraktiv, Maishna Hargunuhu. What's the difference if he says, I killed him or we killed him? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Ani Hayisi Im Harogiv. What it means is when he says this, I was just there. Yeah, when I say we, I mean the collective we. But I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything. Vatanya, that actually makes sense. You know why? Because we learned in a Braisa, Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda. They told Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Balistim Echad. There was once a group of robbers. Shiata Lihareg B'Megizas Kaputkia. Right? They were all being executed because they committed some murder. V'amar lahem l'chu amrula l'eishes Reuven ben Cohen ani haragti es baila b'knisasi l'lud. And as they're walking to the gallows, one guy yells out, "By the way, go tell what's his name's wife that I killed him. I killed the husband. You hear this? V'amrula b'knisasi l'lud. Some say when they were coming into l'lud, he said it. V'siu es ishto. And they allowed the wife to get remarried. So the Gemara says, Amalahem, Misham Raya? What kind of Raya is that? But Omer, Ani Hayisi Im Haragiv. Right? What he meant to say was, somebody in this band is the murderer.
Yeah, but his aid is expensive.
Val listed Katani, but it says they're a bunch of robbers? No. Shatajinfas Ayadi listed. No, he was just taken in for, you know, there was a big robbery. They rounded up everybody. And he got rounded up. I v'yotzel lehorik Tony, but it says they're going out to get killed. Yeah, you know the goyimar. Beidina the avdi gachav del daikiv katli. They didn't check into anything. They're all getting killed. So really, right? They're all getting killed. So really, middle aged justice. It's called right. So really, he's not doing anything wrong. That's the case. That's the only time Rabbi Yehuda said if he says we did it, we believe him. You know why? And he didn't do anything. What is it? He was at the wrong place at the wrong time with wrong people. That's all. So really, there's nothing wrong with this guy. So really, he holds, if a murderer says it, it doesn't work. Not for anybody. So how come if he says we? Because when he says we, he means them and not me. Right? Okay. Next. More people that can't get married. Who are they? Chacham she'asar es ha'isha b'neder al-baila. Hareze lo yisa'ena. Let's say a woman makes a neder. She's not going to sleep with her husband. And she wants to undo that neder. She comes to a chacham, and the chacham says, "I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about that neder. You're stuck with that neder. You have to get divorced." Right? Oh, I'll marry her. Yeah. Right? So such a man can't marry her. Right? Right? Or miyana, but miyana, if she does miyun, oh chalitza, or she does chalitza b'fanav, yisena, he can marry her. Why? B'neishu besed, because he's just part of a besed. Right, so a woman walks into bed and says, I'm doing Mio now. He can take her out on a date. Or a woman, they have a chalitza in Bezdin. Can one of the Dayanim now go out with that woman? With the chalitza? Absolutely. So the Gemara says, what about this? Ha hi tira. What if he matters the nether? What if the chacham matters the nether? And the husband says, you know what? I don't want you anyway. I don't want you. You matters the chacham matters the nether. Actually, you came back home. You know what? You're some rotten woman. I don't want you. Right. So now can this chacham marry her? Mustamiya. Now he could, right? Ha, Hitzira, Yisera. Now he could. So one second. B'mayaskina, what's going on here? Ilema b'chad, ilema b'chad. If it's only one guy, so b'chad b'matzi matar, can one person matar another? Not a husband? How could one person do that? You have to have three people to do that. And if there are three people, what's the problem? It's not a problem, it's a bezin. So what's going on here? So la'olam b'chad, really it's one. It's a mumcha. So what, that's what it is. One yachid mumcha. So if he matters her, then he can marry her. Right? If he matters her, you know what? That net is baloney. You can go back home to your husband. And the husband says, "No, I still don't want you." Then he divorces her. Now you can go out with her. Okay. Miena o shechalta. Time, what's the reason why it's okay? Because the bezdin happened in front of a bezdin. Ha betray lo. What about two? What about two? Ha betray lo. What does it mean, ha betray lo? Right? What if it were two people? Lo. Why? Neither of them can marry. Maishna mehaditnan, Edim chasumin al sedei mekach. If Edim testify about a certain field, v'al get isha, or on a divorce, it's a good get. Lo chashu chachamim l'davar zeh. The chachamim don't have a problem with that. In other words, two can. So why, we say over here, bezin, yeah, which is mashma two not. So he says, no. He gufu kamashon. That's exactly the point. Lafuki manda amar shemiyim b'fnei shnayim. Some people said you can do miyim in front of two. Kamash malon, miyim b'shlosha. It must be done in front of three. It must be done in front of three. Now, one more question. Iboy lahu, how about this? What if the guy, Rashi says, we're talking about the chacham now. What if the chacham says, oh, I'm sorry, lady, there's no way out of this nether. You have to get divorced. So the husband divorces her, then he marries her. He's not supposed to. What if he does? Kanas maushi yotzi. The chacham. Kanas maushi. It's a big chacham. Kanas maushi yotzi. Do you have to get divorced her? So, Rav Kahana amar kanas yimotzi. Rav Ashi amar kanas einomotzi. It's a machlokas. Tani lahu Rav Zuti, the bear of papi, kedivya omer kanas einomotzi. He doesn't have to. Okay? What I want, okay. Kanas enomoti. I want to stop here because I'll tell you why. Because we have to, the two dots, it finishes on the top line. However, there's an unbelievable Rashi and Tosfos here that I'm not going to have time to finish. Tomorrow's Amud Beis is very short. It's very hard, but it's quite short. And tomorrow, and we'll be able to finish on time. So we'll stop right here and we'll pick up from right here tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.